This is Worldviews. I'm Rebecca Cruz, and welcome back to the roundtable, Joshua Landis. This week, we heard about the passing of former UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali, and it turns out that you not only know quite a bit about him, but that you actually corresponded with him, which over Facebook, as I understand it. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that? I love that it's over Facebook, because that's just, a sign of the times that we are connecting with people over social media.
Well, yes, indeed. Boutros Boutros-Ghali, who was the head of the UN.
An Egyptian, so from the Middle East.
An Egyptian. He's a Coptic Egyptian, so a Christian Egyptian. I had a wonderful time exchanging notes with him on Facebook, because I wrote Syria comment, and he was and was commenting on the Arab Spring and so forth, which he was deeply interested in. And he liked a number of my articles and wrote me very nice and kind notes. And we exchanged views. And at any rate, he was an extraordinary man, and he really symbolized his age, the period that he grew up in, which is a Nasserist period. And Gamal Abdel Nasser was a very controversial character, of course, in the West, because he stood for Arab nationalism after World War II, when the Third World was growing independent, trying the non-alignment movement, and socialism. And even though he was a Christian, came from a fairly upper-class family, law school, so forth, he supported Nasser. And this drew him into foreign affairs, the Suez Crisis, a number of other land reform. He believed that the Third World had to pick itself up by its bootstraps. He wrote about development intensively. But he also believed in the more controversial things, like nationalization of the Suez Canal and so forth. And this led him into constant controversy with the United States, mm-hmm. particularly once he became – after 92, when he became head of the UN.
Which was a very difficult time in the world. We have the end of the Cold War, of course. We have then Rwanda, Somalia, the Balkans breaking up. A difficult time to be leading the United Nations.
He got a lot of flack. You know, people blamed him mm-hmm. for Rwanda and other stuff. But also America turned against him a bit, because this was America's age. Once the Soviet Union collapsed and Tiananmen Square had been right there in 1990 or 89. And so China was on its heels. Russia was completely falling apart, and America was the world power and began to treat people a little high-handedly. The Third World, which was suffering from the debt crisis, wanted debt forgiveness, and Boutros Boutros-Ghali championed the Third World.
Because he came from, well, the first African.
He's an African and he's a Middle Easterner, and he said, you've got to do debt forgiveness. We have to have investment, Marshall Plan for the Third World. All of this went unheeded. And he described a meeting with Madeleine Albright, who was the head of the UN, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, and the American foreign secretary at the time, in which he said, you've got to let me criticize America from time to time at a luncheon. And they both looked at him with daggers in his eyes. And he said – he described it later. He said, when I said this, they both looked at me as if the fish dinner I had just served them stunk and was rotten. And he didn't – he had bad relations with the United States, because he was constantly pushing for a better deal for the Third World. And also because Rwanda, Somalia, there were a bunch of Yugoslavia, mm-hmm. things that went desperately wrong. And the United States was taking it out on the UN and began to stop paying its money to mm-hmm. the UN and so forth. So there was constant rancor.
And they actually – the United States blocked his position from continuing
right.
to have
he
another –
supported Kofi Annan, right. another African who got the job instead of him.
And was more friendly, if you will, to the United States, or at least the anticipation was that he would be.
Indeed. But, you know, throughout his life, a long life, he championed the Third World and a better deal for the poor.
Well, very sad news certainly for him and his family, and gives us an opportunity to look back at some of the foreign diplomatic history here. So thank you for sharing your personal recollections with him, your Facebook comments with him. What an interesting conversation those must have been. And thank you for joining us, Joshua.
Thank you.